Hey everybody, welcome to Smalk to Japan. This is where the show where the news are news to us and are news to you as well. I'm here with
Mitch
and
Keegan.
Awesome.
And who are you?
And I'm Ricky. I forgot to present myself.
Doing the intro's hard, huh?
Intros are difficult.
Let's roll it. Go. All right, here we go. Ricky, so here's the deal. From now on, you can totally do the intro if you practice a little bit more.
Sweet. I'll try to say...
From now on, I want you to say, this is Small Talk Japan, where the Japanese news is news to you and news to us, too.
That's awesome. I was trying to go for, like, a news line, but I didn't really kind of go.
So for this intro that has all of us in it, that doesn't include, like, Keegan or Marie or any of the other people that come on the show, I need to fix this. We need to change it. We need to change it.
It's a little update.
Yeah.
Just a slight one.
Come on.
Yeah, no more masks. The pandemic's been over for like 17 years, right, guys?
Exactly.
All right. Let's get started today with our big headline. Our big headline is baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani
reveals
that he's gay.
Oh, I knew it.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm kidding. Snap. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Slander in Japan's a major crime. I'm just kidding, guys. Actually, he reveals he's married to an unnamed Japanese woman.
What?
Wow.
I'm leaving. My dreams are shattered.
My dreams are shattered. Here, get closer. You gotta get closer to the microphone, my friend.
Very close.
Get it right here. Like, eat the microphone.
I'm eating.
Here, do it. Do a sound check. Go.
I got a microphone. But microphone.
There you go. That's perfect. Right there. You just got it right. Perfect.
I was kissing this.
Dude, so recently, we'll get back to Ohtani in just a second. I watched a 1 hour video on YouTube about why YouTubers are now holding lapel mics to their face and speaking into them in their videos.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
What? And the reason why they're doing it is because YouTube... Why is there a nut bolt right there? What's going on?
I found it on the floor.
Put it back where you found it. This. Put it back where you found it. We had a late night last night, everybody. So they're holding lapel mics to their face and talking to them. And the reason why was this hour-long video essay. But the reason why is because basically it's... To be a YouTuber is kind of to be like dasai, to be like kind of uncool. And so the more professional, the more polished YouTube gets, the more less like YouTube it gets. So to bring it back to its roots, YouTubers are talking into lapel mics now. Ohtani is married to a woman. Having made made one headline after another with his baseball exploits, the Los Angeles Dodgers, Mr. Ohtani sprang big off-field news Thursday by announcing his marriage to a woman. His marriage to a woman from Japan. The two-time unanimous American League MVP who signed a record-breaking contract with the Dodgers in the offseason revealed his marriage to the unnamed woman via an Instagram post. Not only have I begun a new chapter in my career with the Dodgers, but I have also begun a new life with someone from my native country of Japan who is very special to me, and I wanted everyone to know I am now married.
That's nice.
Good job, man.
Survey.
He hit a home run with that
one. I assume
one.
They're both living in the States then.
Show of hands, everyone. Who's married on the show?
There's so many hands up in the air. You guys would not believe it.
No one has raised their hands. I think Natsuki is the only married person that appears on the show. Oh, no, wait. Alex is also married.
That's a little bit of a sad... Oh, yeah, Alex is married.
Alex hasn't been on the show in a while because he's been really busy. He'll be back maybe next week. But Alex and Natsuki are the only two people married.
I hope nothing happens to like Ohtani like that. Hanyu Yuzuru thing.
Oh.
Like stalking the
don't jinx it, Ricky.
Well.
Knock on wood.
I'm not going to talk about either of those people, but if I were... No, I'm not going to say that either. Slander is illegal in Japan. more parents wanting programming skills for children. An increased number of parents want their children to acquire programming skills and finance and asset building know-how, a survey showed. The survey was conducted online in September and October last year with 3,111 parents, mainly families with elementary school children participating. When asked about the skills parents want their children to acquire, 80.6% of respondents said knowledge and manners necessary for social life is an absolutely important and quite important skill. Mm-hmm. This was followed by the ability to accept others' opinions and express one's own thoughts appropriately at 78.3%. The ability to think for oneself and make judgments without blindly accepting information at 78%. The area that saw the most significant increase compared to previous year's survey was fulfilling roles as a member of society and contributing to society as the and the community, up 5.7 points to 57.5%. And where did programming go?
Yeah, where's programming?
Yeah, where's programming? I don't know.
Critical thinking was good, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. That's...
Don't even talk about programming. Stupid article from Asahi.com. With the COVID-19 pandemic subsiding and opportunities to go out increasing, more and more children have the positive thoughts about physical activities, a person in charge of the survey said. So you didn't talk about fucking programming at all. Thanks, guys.
Wasn't that one of the big AI peeps saying, like, yeah, kids shouldn't learn programming. Let us control your lives with AI.
Was that in Japan? Or
I think that was like...
Isn't
China?
It the plot of Miss Marvel? Or whatever it is? Like, there's an AI that controls her home... Not her adopted planet, and she's like badass. The MCU hero.
Damn.
You need to talk into your microphone, sir.
Like, I'm talking over here out of your microphone.
Let me rotate my head around the mic like this. Oh,
that's how you do it.
We're getting into ASMR territory here,
dude,
guys.
That's what we're supposed. That's dude. 50% of the people that watch this watch it for ASMR, and 30% watch it for our feet.
Let me get that treble.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, you guys know another way to educate your kids. Japanese teacher beats up student for making fun of his body by calling him an anime character.
What fucking kind of transition is that? I'm going to go level you and you read the story. Go.
The Board of Education hands down punishments for teachers fighting, dating their teenage students. Wow. With anime being more popular than ever, you can probably walk through just about any junior high school in Japan and overhear students, and overhear students saying anime character's name as they talk about their favorite series. Their circumstances were a little different, however. On a day in January at Kawachinagano Municipal Middle School in the town of Kawachinagano, Osaka Prefecture, during a break between classes, a third-year student, who would have been either 14 or 15 years old, called a 30-year-old male teacher by the name of an anime character because of similarities in their physique. The exact name the teen called the teacher hasn't been publicly stated.
Giant.
But it wasn't intended as a compliment, according to Osaka Prefectural Board of Education, implying that the teacher's likely either obese, gaunt, or short. He just got roasted there. So when the student called the teacher by the anime character's name a second time, the educator became enraged. So at this point, what do you guys do? You get enraged? Do you?
No, I've never been angry at a student for trying to be like, if a kid is being creative or trying to be funny or trying to be like whatever, just like let them. What's the point?
Well, especially if they're doing it in English too. Like,
yeah,
like
in our cases,
in our case, yeah.
Well, wrong answer, gentlemen, because you have to grab the teen by the front of the shirt, shove them into the ground, and then punch them on the side of the torso and head near the temple.
Near the temple.
Yes.
Wow. That's a murder charge right there.
Oh my god.
Shit.
Man, was not screwing
apparently
around.
It wasn't the first time this happened. Last year they had an incident in May where he'd gotten punched and gotten into a light headlock.
A light headlock.
Osaka, what's going on, man?
No, that's on brand for Osaka.
Yeah, I guess that sounds about right. Sakai and all that.
Anyways, this Board of Education is busy because a 36-year-old teacher at an all-girls school was caught trying to hold her hand and pat her head while they were waiting at a signal in their car.
Huh?
What? He had a junior high school girl in his car.
That's okay, holding. Right?
Anyways,
for those of you listening to the audio podcast, I'm shaking my head no.
Education.
Wow.
Well, segue. Go
anyway,
for it.
Speaking of education,
lack
of graduation gifts due to PTA non-membership sparks online controversy in Japan. What?
This is
just I didn't get a graduation gift when I graduated.
PTA in Japan is basically like homeowners association, but for schools.
And you're forced into it.
Yeah.
So posts such as my child was sad because they couldn't receive a commemorative item have been appearing on social media, provoking comments questioning the quality of PTA membership fees, such as distributing commemorative items to people who haven't paid PTA membership fees is free riding. And if we do offer gifts, they should pay the cost. What does any of this mean? What is a commemorative item? They don't say in this article.
So here's the deal. What happens is like you're basically forced into the PTA when you I'll have Natsuki talk about this next time she's on the show. But you're basically forced into the PTA when you have a child in school. And the PTA is usually comprised of a bunch of moms who don't work because that's why they're in the PTA. And they basically a lot of them have never worked, and so they have no idea how to organize or to lead or to do anything. They have no functional skills. And so they'll just sit around and fucking talk about useless, annoying shit for hours. And so Natsuki, who's a career woman, she was talking to me in private about how, like, she had a PTA meeting. Maybe, actually, this is on camera, maybe. She had a PTA meeting, and she just got annoyed with everybody. She's like, stop. You do this. You do that. You do that. We're done. And she just, like, took charge.
Nice.
And she was do you think that's okay? And I was like, yes. 100%. That's fine.
Excellent.
PTA that's, in Japan is stupid.
That's a beautiful story right there.
PTA in America is stupid.
The reason why, here's a little history lesson. The reason why Japan has a PTA is because after World War II, the general headquarters, GHQ, they decided that Japan's education should be reformed and that they should bring over this newfangled thing in America called the PTA. And Japanese, and they decided to take it way too seriously, and they've been doing it ever since.
That sounds about right.
So if you're a foreigner living in Japan, enjoy your time in the PTA if you have children.
Or don't, but be judged relentlessly by the society around you. We actually dodge and weave around Mike.
Man, we're judged, generally speaking, anyway, so...
True that.
I'm not judged.
I'm judging you, Mitch.
I'm like the most judged person here.
Silent.
Every fucking comment on our YouTube channel is like, I love your show, I hate your hair. I'm like, leave my hair alone. Just leave it alone. It's gonna be like this forever, okay? The Backstreet Boys will never die. Next story, boys.
Let's go into some very...
I think I played Backstreet Boys last night at the bar.
You did play Backstreet Boys last night at the bar. I remember that.
Never played. Well, something else that's magical. Ghibli Park unveils new Valley of Witches area to open in March. So there's a a theme park in central Japan featuring the films of Studio Ghibli. On Wednesday, unveiled its latest attraction based on the animations of Howl's Moving Castle and Kiki's Delivery Service. The Valley of Witches section of Ghibli Park, located in the Expo within the Expo 2005 Aichi Commemorative Park in Nagakute, Aichi Prefecture, will open to the public on March 16th, becoming the theme park's largest area. So visitors will be able to purchase big goods, including cannoli.
Oh, snap.
Wow. At a replica of the bakery that of the protagonist Kiki from her namesake film works at.
And no one will be able to see any of this shit because you can't get tickets because it's always fucking sold out.
It's impossible.
It is impossible to get in there.
And you will also be able to venture within Howl's Castle, which a few times an hour emits smoke and has parts of it that move.
Oh, ooh. God.
Oh, that exactly. Sounds like a fire hazard.
Yeah. Does anybody give a shit about Ghibli Land? Like... I don't care. Every time we get an article about it, I'm like, I just don't care.
I like the Ghibli movies, but I get a little annoyed.
Name five Ghibli characters other than Totoro.
Exactly. Yeah, Totoro. Go. You got Mei-chan. You got Mei-chan's older sister.
Totoro character, Mei-chan. Okay.
You got homegirl Chihiro from that movie.
Okay. Oh, really?
Chihiro. You got that Dragon Boy.
The Dragon Boy. Good name.
Nice.
I think that's five, isn't it?
Haku.
I mean, you had Howl was in the fucking title of the fucking article.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Nice.
I don't think I've seen that movie, though.
The point is, like, their characters are great within the movies, but they're not, like, I guess some of them are timeless, but they're not like Disney.
Like the movies, they look good and stuff. They're really cool, but, like, people take them way too seriously.
Yeah.
Like, people get mad if you see
actually, things. Most of them don't even have stories. Watch Ponyo as an adult, guys, all of you... Gen Zers out there, you Zoomers. Okay, Boomer. Watch Ponyo and tell me what the plot is. Write it down. Write me a little plot map. Storyboard it for me because it doesn't have a fucking plot. What the hell is the mom? She's like a giant underwater whale princess witch?
I mean...
That sounds kind of rad, actually.
Yeah, I think she's something magical.
I wish
magical.
I could be an underwater
she's
whale
a porpoise.
Princess.
She's a witch. Porpoise.
Porpoise. Narwhal.
They should make a Ghibli movie in space.
Didn't they already did that with the moon, the something something moon festival of the moon? They did.
Have they? Oh
yeah.
Man. Okay.
And what? That was like I watched that drunk as shit. Sorry, with my ex girlfriend, and I was like, I was watching. I was like, the fuck is going on? Next story, boys. I only have two stories. I have I have a moon. Oh, yeah. Nice. See? JAXA. There you go. JAXA compact robots pull off world's first feats on moon mission. So basically. JAXA says a pair of tiny little robots made giant leaps, showing off a new range of miniaturized technologies in a Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency landing on the moon. Among their accomplishments was documenting the historic landing of JAXA's Smart Lander for Investigating Moon Slim probe that kind of landed and fell over. A photo captured by the tiny machine about 8 centimeters in diameter shows how Slim landed on the surface on January 20th, but upside down. I don't know if you get, there's a skit from a British comedy show. It's like, there's a, like a, an oil tanker was in the ocean and the front fell off. What? And it like spilled like thousands of gallons of crude into the ocean. It's a skit. And like the guy who's like being interviewed, he's like, what went wrong? He's like, well, the front fell off. He's like, well, why does that? Well, it's not supposed to happen. And here we go. So the Jax is slim lander was not supposed to land upside down, but it did. The moment I saw the picture, I almost couldn't remain standing, said Mr. Sakai, Slim's manager, recalling what he felt at the sight of Slim's main engine looking upward. Dude, this Slim. This article has a typo in it. It says L-O-O-0-K-I-N-G. Good job, Asahi. Again, look, couldn't own it. It's all leet. It's leet speak. The two robots were released onto the moon when Slim was nearing 0.5 meters above the surface. By the way, guys, I'm going to fuck this article. Have you guys been watching the Apple TV Plus TV show called For All Mankind?
I wish I have.
It's fucking amazing. I'm on season two. They got Marines on the moon. They're like walking around with their guns. I'm like, yes!
Space Force.
It's so good. It's so good. It's
Wait, are the guns just like little projectiles? Like air projectiles?
No, they're like AR-15s, but they're white. And the reason why they're white is because the moon gets really, really hot. So they'll burn the people. So they're all white. And so it looks like... You know how gaming computers are now turning like white? People like want white stuff, you know, like rappers.
Reflective.
Rappers. Have you ever seen like, what is it? Something My Crib? What was that TV show?
Oh, yeah. That MTV thing.
Yeah.
There's Pimp
Cribs.
My Ride.
It was called
Pimp
Cribs.
Yeah, Cribs.
Every MTV time you Cribs. Would know you're in a rapper's house because everything was white.
Because everything would be like marble and stuff.
Everything's just white.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they have like a giant white horse like sculpture when you walk in and shit like that. Anyway, so that's what it looks like when the Marines are on the moon. It looks like they're rapper Marines.
Nice. Rapping Marines on the moon.
Rapping Marines
or,
on the moon.
Or they're, that sounds badass. Or they're current day gamers with like a white video card and a white interior, their clear case.
Wait, who are they fighting on the moon?
The Russians, probably?
The Russians. Really? The plot behind For All Mankind, which I recommend everybody watch, is that it starts off, I'll ruin it because it's in the commercials for the trailer. It's like the long draw of the first 10 minutes of the show is like the Apollo mission. You think it's the Apollo mission landing on the moon. There's like a newscaster. They're talking about everything. And then all of a sudden the fucking astronaut like talks into the camera. It's all in fucking horrible, angry sounding Russian. And he's like, give us a second. We're about to translate this. We're translating it. It's all like for Marxism and for, you know, communism and blah, 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 glory to something. I don't know. And that's how they start the show. And you're like, they beat us to the moon in this alternate universe? What the fuck? And after that, it's just great. It's great. Huh. It's really cool. And it's based on science. That's why I like it. Your microphone is also screwed up again. Dude, what's going on here?
Bobbing and weaving.
Gagan, let's go to a story.
Anyway, speaking of ascending to the heavens... Japan birth rates at record low, population down by largest margin in 2023.
Guys, why aren't you making children?
Look at us.
Note the silence. Note the silence, everyone.
I can try by myself all I want, but it's
not good. I've literally been practicing all my life, and I still haven't gotten it yet, guys.
Yeah, wait a minute. Of all of us,
wait a minute. Guys, every now and then I'll be at work and I'll talk to Keegan and Keegan will like respond and he'll just sound like Hank Hill and it's not on purpose. And it's just so funny. Sometimes it's on purpose, but it's usually not.
Goddamn buzzard hawks. Anyway, the figure for babies was down by 5.1% to 758,631 births, according to preliminary data released by the health ministry. The number of deaths also hit a record at 1.5 million, according to the data. So basically, the population is dropping.
That's okay, right, guys? That's how economics works.
Yeah,
right?
Nope. I don't see any issues with it. It's less resources, you know.
Like, I mean, when I play Roller Coaster Tycoon, right? If all the customers come in and then they start leaving and less customers come in than are leaving, I'll have a very successful theme park, right?
Theoretically speaking.
Yeah.
That's how that works, right?
Yeah. Economics 101.
We can just minus our way into a plus. Minus times minus is plus, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, we're multiplying
humans. Look at
it
this way. It's great. Like you could only go up.
No, maybe. You can keep going. speaking of going down, Japan's Naked Man Festival succumbs to aging of population.
Oh, no. Not the Naked Man Festival.
Ricky would know a lot about that.
I love how this is so like artistically worded. Steam rose as hundreds of naked men tussled over a bag of wooden talismans, performing a dramatic end to a 1,000-year-old ritual in Japan that took place for the last time.
Wow. It just made it sound
the
really
passionate chants of Jaso Joyasa, meaning evil be gone, echoed through the clear forest in northern. I hate people who like idolize and like make Japanese festivals into something majestic. They're stupid. They're all silly. Just have fun. In Japan's Iwate region, where the secluded Kokuseki Temple has decided to end their popular annual rite. Organizing the event, which draws hundreds of participants and thousands of tourists every year, has become a heavy burden for the aging local faithful who find it hard to keep up with the rigors of the ritual. The Somisai Festival, regarded as one of the strangest festivals in Japan, is the latest tradition impacted by the country's aging population crisis that has hit rural communities hard. It's very difficult to organize a festival on this scale, a resident monk of the temple said. You can see what happened today. So many people are here and it's exciting, but behind the scenes, there are many rituals and so much work to be done. I cannot be blind to the difficult reality. More than 1 in 10 people in Japan are 80 years old and older, and almost a third of its population is older than 65. We'll show a clip of this festival, but it's a bunch of naked guys. Many participants and visitors voice both sadness and understanding about the festival's ending.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Like, I can't imagine, for example, like Ogi Onsa, I can't imagine just a bunch of old dudes carrying that heavy shrine around.
Ogi Onsa is also dying, by the way. I don't want to say staffed, but participation is low.
Yeah.
And they're constantly like trying to, Ogi Onsa is like the local miniature shrine carrying events here in Kagoshima in the summer. Ricky has participated, Keegan has participated. I refuse to participate because I think it's stupid, but I mean, love you guys, do it. I'll videotape it like I always do.
Yeah. Mitch was videotaping our asses on there.
It's unfortunate that those kind of like fun ridiculous festivals are just gonna disappear
again. If all the NPCs depop, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be like Nintendo predicted this with Breath of the Wild. Like, it's a giant overworld with nothing fucking in it. And every now and then, we'll find a Japanese person, and they'll give us a Korok seed. That's how this will work. Oh, God. Ha, 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 you found me.
Please socialize with me.
Japanese people said Koroks.
I'm lonely.
Help, I need to find my friends.
Oh no.
Oh my god. Where's Natsuki? She'll be like, what are you talking about? Continue, sorry.
This is just gonna devolve further. So experts blame COVID pandemic for turning many off marriage.
Nope, that's not it.
That's not it. Yeah. No.
Social distancing, man.
Put that down. Yeah, basically, long story short, number of marriages fell again way after COVID pandemic. And they fell by a significant 5.9% this year to 489,281, falling below 500,000 for the first time since the end of World War II. Basically, most of this article just says lack of interest. So I assume that...
Maybe they don't know how to make babies. Maybe they've been watching so much anime porn that they're like confused as to how the baby is made.
I'm pretty sure anime porn is kind of educational.
You're looking in your... I like it.
I'm trying my best.
I'm pretty sure anime porn is educational. What is educational? I don't watch anime porn, so I don't know.
What?
I don't need... Don't look at me!
I did see a Reddit link the other day, and I followed it, because... Okay, here we go. It's like choose your own adventure, generative porn. And so you like put in a bunch of criteria in the beginning... And it says, give me a second, and it generates some 3D animation porn for you, like a 20-minute video for you.
What's this link for?
And I was like, and then I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about the Apple Vision Pro, and I'm like, we are going to be fucked, like Ready Player One. That's the future. Like
Welcome to the new age.
That's the great filter. We always wonder, why don't we find aliens? Because they're all masturbating into their VR sets.
watching
anime Small Talk Japan, everybody. That's what we talk about on this show.
The great filter of master... Oh, okay.
You guys gotta go. Let's go. Stories, yeah, go.
Filtering people out, kind of. Not really. New visa rules to allow more foreign students to find jobs in Japan. Hey, great. The government on Thursday eased visa regulations to expand the scope of foreign students allowed to stay on and find jobs in Japan, in response to calls from businesses and academic circles. The Immigration Service Agency of Japan said the government will allow students who have completed studies at state-designated technical schools to work in fields that are not necessarily closely related to the areas they majored in.
So basically, if you go to school and you major in like Japanese or technology or something like that, and you want to go be a farmer, they'll be okay with that.
Yep. And now you can more easily get a visa, which is going to be great because we're going to need that, you know.
More of that.
More of that foreign labor.
I mean, yeah. This is Small Talk Japan. How many of us are immigrants?
Oh, now there's so many. Raise hands.
Everyone's hands is raised, including the guy who's working the computer.
Hand raised.
Speaking of.
Thanks. Speaking of
foreign
tragedies.
Tragedy.
Elderly driver fatally hits Taiwanese man near Japan UNESCO
temple. He said elderly driver hit a Taiwanese man. Yeah. A tourist, I guess.
Fatally hits Taiwanese man near UNESCO World Heritage Site. Yeah, 72-year-old man hit two pedestrians with his car Sunday outside Todaiji, a Buddhist temple in western Japan designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And one of the two, a man from Taiwan, died, police said. I'm not going to read the rest of this because it's kind of graphic. But anyway, long story short, they're still letting old people drive here.
So yesterday, yeah. The reason why I put this story in there, for two reasons. One, yesterday I was in the arcade, which you're not supposed to drive in the arcade. You can drive in the arcade from in the morning or late at night, but not during the daytime. It's only for pedestrians. and yesterday, they have stickers that before it was like an orange one for old people and a green one for like new drivers, but now they've combined them together. And there was a car that was like, I swear to God, decorated in these stickers. There's like 40 of the stickers, and this elderly driver like looking at us like we were the problem, the pedestrians were the problem, and he's like driving through the arcade, and I was so mortified. I forgot to take out my phone and take a picture of this, but I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? So I believe and in this Reddit article, this link on Reddit, and in the comments, there was a guy that was talking about how an elderly driver hit him as he was cycling. And the dude like ran over his bike, and then he gave him the karate chop sorry signal as he proceeded to continue to go run over his bike and leave.
Oh, jeez.
And then somebody else got this dude's plate. This is according to this Redditor who put this in the comment. And this Redditor got the dude's plate, and then so they put him. They all like congregated at the police station, and the old guy was not sorry at all. He was like, "Yeah, it happens. I'm sorry." And then he let out a big fart, according to the Redditor.
Sounds about right. Well, there was...
That sounds about right. What sounds right about that, Keegan?
Well, you've seen how old people react to things here. They just don't give a shit, man.
You know, whatever. You know how, like, mommy birds, like, go catch a worm and chew it up and then, like, regurgitate it into the baby bird's mouth? I feel like old people in Japan are like mommy birds because they'll eat and then they get all this food stuck in their teeth and then they'll come over and talk to you and they'll just, like, slowly spit their food at you as they're talking to you.
Oh, I was thinking he was going to go like towards the old man noise, like the...
Oh, that happens too. That I like the guys that like pick their disgusting. Teeth for hours. They're just... And pick their teeth for hours. And you're like, can you stop?
These are like the gross ASMR. You know who else is picking his teeth after a good lunch? Zuckerberg.
Oh my God, that's a good segue.
That was a good segue.
Thank you. We ordered... Apparently Zuckerberg ate at McDonald's.
Zuckerberg came to Japan, ate at McDonald's, and posted it on Instagram or Twitter.
He posted it on Instagram, and he said it was so good that that it deserved a Michelin star. So this 39-year-old American billionaire ordered an egg and double beef burger, shrimp filet burger, teriyaki chicken filet burger, McFries,
medium size,
chicken McNuggets, excuse me, 5 pieces with mustard, edamame and corn, hitokuchi churros, which are just tiny churros. I don't have actually... even tried them.
Hitokuchi means one bite churros.
Bite sized. Minute Maid orange juice and Coca-Cola. So, and apparently when asked what
I'm
was...
I'm guessing this are two people.
I don't know. Zuckerberg is...
He does martial arts.
Yeah, he's got to get that...
He's also a robot, so games, he might use it for fuel.
So when asked which one was the best, he said the Ebi burger, the shrimp burger, was so good, 10 out of 10. The double burger with egg is a banger, 10 out of 10. teriyaki McChicken, 8 out of 10. Local McNuggets, great texture, 10 out of 10. Churros for dessert, 8 out of 10. Strong showing overall. So guys, get the shrimp burger or the double egg burger. I've had a couple of those.
Are the textures of the chicken nuggets all that much different here than they are in the States?
I'm not sure. I don't remember what the States is like.
I don't either. I mean, I haven't had them in years, but like, I don't feel like it's that much different. They probably come out of the same factory somewhere.
They might cook them in different oil.
Maybe.
And he paid a total of 3,090 yen, which is like $3 in the States.
Right? 3,090 yen is like...
$20.
No, it's like $20, yeah. Yeah.
$2.50.
So anyways, yeah. I mean, McDonald's Japan is pretty good. Every month they've got like...
That's what I want to talk to you guys about. You guys, since our school is right next to McDonald's, all you guys do is eat McDonald's. I see it every day.
We're fueled by it.
Hey, I've seen you eat McDonald's quite a bit too.
I eat the chicken thingies. What are they called?
Those
shaka chicken
or something. Yeah.
But I don't get the shaka shaka point. I just get the chicken because it's basically like a reformed chicken breast that's been deep fried. So it's mostly healthy.
That's what we tell ourselves.
That's what we tell ourselves. Yeah.
Well, you know, we want to be healthy and attractive. So what are the things that Japanese men and women find the most attractive? Let's go down this list.
Okay, let's go.
And these are the particular the hobbies. So what the heck? There's a dating portal called Matching App University that pulled this.
Sign me up.
Maybe it's just Tokyo only. Who knows? But it apparently asked 215 people, 122 men and 93 women's age 18 to 40.
Women's.
Let's take a look at the results. So apparently the hobbies that women find the most attractive for men to have. One, gourmet and tabiaruki. So gourmet just means like eating good food.
So it says one is gourmet and two is cooking. So what's the difference between those two? If you're gourmet, does that mean you just eat or not?
You just eat at nice places.
That makes no sense.
And tabiaruki goes together in that you're like willing to like go somewhere and like find the local shops and good places. Number two is cooking, which that makes sense.
That's understandable, right? I guess.
Yeah. Number three is watching movies. Basic.
Very basic.
How many of your students, when you ask them, the junior high school students, when you say, what's your hobby? They say, listening to music. I'm like, that's not an action. Music happens and you're just present for it. It's like listening to the wind.
Maybe it's like a deep understanding of music.
None of them do that. If I ask them like, okay, well, what do you listen for in music? The music. It's like, it's the most hollow thing you could possibly say. It just makes me sad for them.
Yeah. Anyways, number four is travel, which does that mean domestic travel or international? Not sure. And number five is listening to music. Goodbye, pen.
Goodbye.
It's a clicky pen. I need to get rid of it anyways.
So now let's go for what what men find most attractive in women. Go. What's the most attractive hobby for you?
A hobby. I'm sorry. I thought we were going a different direction with this.
Hobby. Come on.
Hobby. Let's see. Cleaning, cooking. It's going to be misogynistic. It's got to be misogynistic.
But for you, personally.
If I was going for a girl and I wanted her, I would say travel. Maybe outdoors. Something. If I knew this girl was like a motorcycle enthusiast, I'd find that hot as fuck.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Or if she was like a skydiver, or like if she played the piano, even like I think people who are musical talent are really cool because I don't have musical talent. They just need to do something with the best of their ability, and I'd be impressed with it.
Nice. How about you, Keegan?
I mean, I'm pretty much the same with that. Like if they're doing something that's adventurous,
it's gonna say boobs. I guarantee it.
It's a hobby.
What? Oh my god.
Yeah, but I mean, half of these aren't hobbies anyway.
But these are hobbies and these are terrible.
Hobbies.
These are terrible.
Yeah. They're dumb.
All right, so, go for it.
I mean, if boobs was a hobby, I'd be totally for that. Anyways,
what's your hobby? What hobby do you like in a mate? Boobs. Like, that wasn't a
boobies. Boobies.
That'd be Ricky's favorite.
Hobbies that men find attractive for women to have is one, cooking. Makes sense.
Please make food for me.
Two, watching movies. Again, basic. Number three, video games. Actually, that's kind of cool.
That'd be okay. Especially if she was one of those like bunny-eared streamers or something with that'd be fine.
Number four, manga. Cool. And number five, liking animals.
That is not a fucking hobby.
What's your hobby, sir? I like animals. You get an F on the question.
Like, oh, okay. Please don't talk to me ever again.
I wonder what that means. Oh, I guess liking animals was a bit vague. Apparently, they go into detail saying that like liking, you know, cat cafes and zoos. And
that's still not a hobby.
And aquariums.
Like, maybe going to a zoo. But, like, how many times do you go to a zoo in the year? Like, maybe once at most?
Like, right. Or the aquarium so many times. People get a year pass for that.
Well, that's, I mean, that's true. They got that big whale shark. He's kind of
the
cool,
aquarium, but I totally recommend, especially if you're proposing to somebody.
Especially if you're proposing. Make sure to get it on national TV,
dot,
too.
Dot,
and
dot.
Then,
and then broadcast in America.
Yes. And then all your friends call you, and they're like, hey, how's your wife? And you're like, what?
So, anyways, hobbies that women find unattractive for men to have are, one, pachinko / slot machines.
That's not a hobby. That's a career choice.
That is a career choice.
That is a career choice to be poor.
Professional thing. Number two, mahjong. Which is, I guess, it's just gambling. It's just,
I think it's just
together.
Mostly elderly people do that here. So. Yeah.
Number three is drinking alcohol. Well, I guess we're screwed.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a hobby. We are connoisseurs.
No.
It's a way of life, damn it.
The way of life. That's right.
Have you guys ever thought, like, how better the world would be if Japan just stopped drinking? Like, I swear to God, I think they'd solve all the world's problems.
We'd have, like, Mecha already.
We'd have what?
Mecha, Gundam.
Yeah. We'd have Gundam already.
Yeah. See, the converse of that, though, is if they actually legalized pot here, I think the country would just shut down.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm actually with you on the non-legalization of pot in Japan. I think it should stay illegal. And I honestly do think that it's incompatible with their culture.
I kind of think so too, honestly.
I think everything that we like about Japan would go away if they were all stoned.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the country would just stop functioning. Yeah. It would just, like, stop and slow down.
The Shinkansen would just explode.
Just be like...
Can you imagine Godzilla rocking out to Stone as hell. Shit, dog, yes. Not today.
You're like, whoa, dude. Next thing you know, he's got dreads.
I actually do think if the country stopped drinking, they would solve all the world's problems in a day. I really do. I think that if like everybody's got... But then we would lose Nintendo. I think all the good things about Nintendo is because I think they're just drunk
all the time. I guess, to be fair.
And then we'll go... The number four is video games, unfortunately. It's an unattractive hobby. And number five is paintball and airsoft. So
there's no paintball here. There's airsoft. There's no paintball.
Yeah. But that, I think that it's going to come back in the other list, but it's basically because it's an expensive hobby that you have to go, like, far away for. So that's why it's not as interesting.
Dudes also get obsessed with it, too. So
yeah.
All right, finish off the list. Go, Ricky.
And the last bits on the list for men that find unattractive on women to have is, one, drinking alcohol. Mm-hmm. All right. Two, cosmetics, which is weird. I mean...
Not a hobby.
Cosmetics is not a hobby. Yeah. And they're always wearing makeup. How can you take that away from them?
That's not a hobby. That's just they have to, like...
Go. Keep going. Yeah. Go. Hey.
Number three is fashion shopping. And number four is video games, which made it on both lists. And number five is scuba diving, marine sports.
Wait, what list is this? This is the hobbies that men find unattractive for women to have.
Yeah.
How did video games...
He made it on both lists as, like, attractive and unattractive.
Make up your fucking minds. No, that doesn't make any sense. All right, go. What's your most unattractive hobby in a woman?
Most unattractive hobby in a woman. I guess it would be, like, too much social media, maybe. Is that a hobby?
Oh, dude, yeah. I could never deal with an Instagrammer.
Influencer, no. I'd be like, absolutely no. You say you're an influencer, bye.
Goodbye.
What's your job? I'm an influencer. Okay.
So what do you influence?
If they were like Dr. whatever his name is that like has like a
Dr.
YouTube channel. Oz? Huh? No. The guy, the buff, good looking guy who has like I forgot his name, whatever. If they were like that and like, or like a Legal Eagle, the guy who's like a lawyer, a YouTube lawyer. If they had like a profession and they were like educating people as an influencer, that's cool. But if they're just like taking butt pictures.
Yeah.
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 All right, guys, you guys got to go to work. Influencers. It's like work time in 10 minutes.
Almost time.
Wow.
That's been our show for today.
Oh, you're going to do the outro. Let's go.
Oh.
Do it in Spanish. Don't do it in Spanish. It's the one I talk to Japan.
In Spanish?
Wait. Here. Let's try it again. Let's start here. And then 3, 2, 1, go.
Eso fue todo lo que tenemos para hoy.
Let's do it in English. 1, 2, 3.
We just tried to do it in Spanish, but that's been our show for today. I want to say thank you to Keegan and Mitch.
Oh, you actually thanked us. I don't do that usually.
And myself,
thanks, patrons, buddy.
Patrons. And also our viewers and patrons specifically, thank you for listening to our ramblings and discovering the news with us. today.
Discovering the news myself. News to you, news to us too.
News.
That's been small, I actually read all those fucking articles, you assholes. I prepare the show every day, every time. Anyway.
Thanks for that. And that's been our show for today. This has been Small Tech Japan. See you guys.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Hey, guys. Did you know that 60% of the people who watch the show are actually subscribers? Which makes me think, what's going on with the other 40% of you guys? Hit that subscribe button and click the bell icon to always get notified when we upload a new show. It really helps us out. And if you really like us, you can become our patrons.